Gift from Liu Qiu.
Captain, after sailing east from Fuzhou, we've arrived at Nahai in the kingdom of Liu Qiu. We sold silk, textiles, and medicine, and bought minerals such as sulfur, copper, and tin. We can finally set sail for home.
It's not all about business, you know. Do you know about the history of Liu Qiu?
In 1429, Chu Zan united the three principalities and moved the capital to Shuri. The Ming monarchy sent envoys to confer the title of king on Hashi, Chu Zan's ruler, and bestowed on him the surname of Shou. From the late 14th to the early 15th century, 36 families were sent from Fujian to the Liu Qiu kingdom to help with shipbuilding and other maritime affairs. And when a new king ascends the throne, Chinese envoys travel here to confer the proper title upon him with due ceremony. Liu Qiu's ruling class greatly admires Chinese culture and often sends students to the Directorate of Education in Beijing.
Huh? I didn't expect you to know so much about the place.
I've seen Liu Qiu in lacquerware on our ship. The black lacquer inlaid with iridescent mother-of-pearl looks gorgeous. I've heard that the Yukuyans presented this type of lacquer as tribute to the Qing Emperor.
Actually, this lacquer decoration technique was brought here from China. Liu Qiu is rich in lacquer trees, and the shells from which iridescent mother-of-pearl that decorate lacquerwares is obtained. After learning the technique from China, skilled craftsmen started to create beautiful lacquerwares for local royalty. They were also sent as tribute to China. The opening of the Sino-Liu Qiu maritime trade forged ties between the two nations, leading to meaningful art exchanges over many years.
That's interesting. I should take a closer look at this lacquerware.